Check out more great shows at Pride48.com.
I should make a video that has that audio.
Yeah.
Because what I do with the contact song.
Yeah.
Is I play the video and it has the audio embedded in it.
Yeah.
So if I did, you know, the little stinger.
Can I make a suggestion?
There's just a little Pride 48 that goes forward. Although the video has sucked tonight, so I'm going to have to do so much editing on it because I'm going to have to take the Zoom recording, which, by the way, I need to stop. But yeah, what's your suggestion?
You should have either Gemini or Sora or whoever.
Recording stopped.
Edit?
No, make you the video of the, and like have it do a walrus or something. It's like, can you have a walrus give this speech, and then like and then you can play Scott's audio, and then it'll be a video of a walrus saying his audio.
Oh. Yes, I could do all of that, but I'm not going to that level. But I'm just saying, like, for some reason your Zoom connection on the computer that I have connected to the video is really stuttery tonight. So
they're saying that in Discord.
But no, I know it's not you. I know it's not you because I'm seeing you.
Oh.
Perfectly fine.
You're seeing me fine.
But you're on I have another Zoom connection on a different computer.
And it sucks.
And for some reason, I need to restart the computer, or I'm not sure. But
no, we do get audio off Discord.
Not for...
No, for the after show we do.
Kathy, oh, for the after show, yes.
Oh, are you saying... Oh, I guess I should start a backup recording here for the after show in case the Craig recording is shit. Hey, if the Craig recording was shit and you're listening now and those were the first words that you heard me say, then that's because I started recording off the mixer. If you've heard everything prior to this, then you haven't missed anything.
The main show is a separate, everything is separate tracks.
Yes.
So Daniel's voice is recorded to his mixer.
Yes.
My voice is recorded to my mixer.
Yes.
Et cetera, et cetera. And they all get brought together.
When I play voicemails, they go on their own track. When I play sound clips, they go on their own track. Yes. We get it. We get it, Adam.
I'm gonna see if they're on the ground.
Okay, I'll
and get
stay
a drink.
Here and
I'll be
talk
right
to Kathy
back.
Marshall, the only person who has stuck with us this evening. Kathy Marshall. Lamont Cranston is off skiing somewhere, although he doesn't ski, so he's just with his family in Lake Placid. So he's not here tonight. Hello, Barley.
Hi. What you doing, buddy? You want to come see mommy?
So, yeah. Gary was here, but he left.
Come here, buddy. Okay.
I don't know. Are we still on YouTube? Like, did he take us off YouTube? Or am I sitting at... Have Barley say something? Barley talks a lot, but not on command. Like, he will come in and voice his displeasure, but it's at his timing. He doesn't. Ian would be more inclined to talk. If you ask Ian a question, he will. He'll give you an answer. The answer is usually fuck off, but he will give you an answer. Yeah, I mean, if I open a bag, he'll be here. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a cough drop or whatever. He's convinced that every bag is treats.
It's very upset when he realizes that it's not.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
You're blurry. Oh, now you're back.
It is snowing.
It's snowing.
It's a pretty fine snow. It hasn't fine. Collected a lot
it's fine.
Yet.
It's fine. It's a fine snow.
But it is snowing.
All right. So I got a couple of things here. I don't know why I'm so scared to tell you this.
There's something you're scared to tell me?
Yeah, I'm scared to tell you this because I just maybe the fact that what are you eating?
A cookie.
What kind of cookie?
You know those, they always have them at the front of the grocery store. They're the iced.
Yeah, just a sugar cookie, like an iced sugar cookie.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did it have any kind of design on it? Is it like a Valentine's Day one? Or?
It's blue icing with sprinkles.
Well, that's not Valentine's Day. That's just blue icing with sprinkles.
Yep.
All right. So you and I both AM talk radio. Back in the days when it was all call in, and it was basically just like caller after caller, there would be some premise that they would set up, you know, the topic that we're going to talk about this hour is, you know, measles or whatever, whatever the topic of the day was. The host would give a little soliloquy and then caller after caller would come. And it was essentially people calling, you're crazy, you're stupid, you don't know what you're talking about. And the host would decimate them and, you know, you would move on and then you'd go to commercials and whatever. And there used to be numerous talk show hosts that I would listen to. And that was kind of like my entire entertainment sphere from like the late 80s until like the mid 90s. Like when I, you know, worked for a where I would drive around a lot and like do hardware stuff at different doctor's offices, you know, like setting up printers and terminals and stuff like that. So I was in my truck a lot, and that's where I listened to the AM radio, was in the truck. And I was initially drawn to AM radio because as a kid, I got my very first, you know, little radio, my own radio, and all it was AM. But I would listen to it like all night long. I was just fascinated with radio. Anyway, I have now found the modern equivalent of early AM radio.
Oh, I want to know. Although you realize when you were listening to radio, I was still in elementary school, and when I started listening to talk radio,
I know.
I did more FM talk, like the Howard Stern,
right? Yeah,
you know, Russ Martin and Dallas. Like,
Dr.
Laura.
Right, for me, this, you know, talk radio was always very political, and so this is political. Do you have YouTube up there? Do you have
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I've been unimpressed by what has been fed to me recently in YouTube. So
by the way,
are we off
of YouTube? Because I need to blow my nose.
Are we?
I don't know. I never heard you say.
No, we're not.
Okay, yeah. Take us off.
We're off now.
Okay.
You can pick your nose in peace. In peace and love.
All right. So on YouTube, I want you to search for all one word, Parker get a job.
Okay.
Do you see Parker?
Well, the reason you like him is because he's a twink.
All right. First of all,
I thought it was going to be some old man, cause, you know, like I was going to go, hey, hello there, caller, you know, that sort of thing. I mean, he's,
first of all,
anyway,
he is, he's straight, so he's not a twink.
Do you have to be gay to be a twink?
I mean, yeah, but, no, he's very good. He's very good at what he does. He simulcast on YouTube, essentially, he and Dean Withers. So that's the other one to look for, is Dean Withers. And honestly, I listen to Dean more than I listen to Parker, but they both basically debate Trump supporters. and they basically just like rip them to shreds. And it's very
entertaining. What's the other one?
Dean Withers, W-I-T-H-E-R-S.
Dean Withers.
And they're both young. Yes, they're both young. Parker is 23. Dean is 21. But they're like best friends. And they both do the same thing. And Hassan Piker, I also watch Hassan Piker. Thank you, Kathy Marshall, who is not a twink. But these two, Parker and Dean, both do like 4 hours a day. And they do it on TikTok. So they simulcast it on YouTube. So they're getting their callers from TikTok. And they both have millions of TikTok followers. So it's like the audience is always, you know, 25,000, 30,000 people. So they get a lot of different, you know, callers. And they rip them to shreds. And it's, there are other calls that come in that I am convinced are fake. Like they're liberals, but they're doing, you know, a character that is right wing. They want them, you know, they're too courteous to be an actual right wing caller. They like let Parker in, and they'll kind of set them up to make their points. But I don't know if they know that they're fake or not, but it's very entertaining. I listen to them both. I listen to Dean more than I listen to Parker. Dean is more entertaining. Parker's more like just, you know, wall of facts. Like he's just like a walking encyclopedia. But they do their little shows every day. And it's just so fun to listen to. You know, I listen to it in my car. Cause, you know, I mean, it's just, the video is just them talking. So the video is not important. So it's like, I can do other things while I'm listening to them, like a podcast or like an old radio show, but it doesn't have like a commercial break every 5 minutes, like AM radio does. Right. So it's like, there aren't commercial breaks and, you know, there's some downtime. Like it takes them a while sometimes to find a caller because they'll get trolls and, you know, people doing stupid things. And you have to deal with the whole TikTok language. If you are familiar with the TikTok language, like you can't say, there are words that are banned that you can't say. Like you can't say rape, you can't say marijuana, you can't say suicide. So you have to say other words. So if you ever hear these, like these kids nowadays, they'll say like, they tried to unalive themselves. That's TikTok inspired because the word suicide will automatically get your stream banned on TikTok. So they say unalive because the filters are just looking for the word suicide. And so they, you know, they'll say like, they have to talk around things. Like they have to say like M drugs and, instead of marijuana, or C drug instead of cocaine and, whatnot. So it's kind of interesting there, the gymnastics that they have to kind of go through to do the stuff. But they're both really entertaining. Very entertaining. You should listen to Dean. I think you would like Dean more than you would like Parker. You should listen to just one of his shows. Just pick any one of his shows, any one of his daily shows.
Well, I've just subscribed.
Okay.
So I will.
But what happens is they both, you know, are on TikTok and they also are on YouTube Live. And so people will donate to them. And every, like, between callers, they'll thank the people that have donated to them, right? But sometimes Parker will...
Why would you think I'd be donating? Because you said earlier, I'm afraid you would be donating.
Yeah, I just, it's like an OnlyFans thing. I feel like you would. I feel like you would be like, oh, I'm going to send them $20. Because they like, you can attach a message to it and they read it out and they're just like, oh, thank you so much, Adam. Thank you for the $50. And it's like, that was so sweet. And he's like, yes, I love King Charles Terriers or whatever you said in the message or whatever. But the thing about it is, there are some guys on Dean's stream for the last couple of days that are sending him like multiple $500 donations.
Okay.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why would you?
Well, if you're rich, Yeah, but and you're that rich? You're probably gay.
Oh, I know. I get that. Rich, I get that. And yes. You're I get that
probably older.
An older gay man.
That's your entertainment.
Yep. An older gay man. They're both and very attractive. They're both.
$500 you know, is nothing to you.
It's just, I don't think I will never, no matter how much money I make, I'll never get to the point where $500 is nothing.
You're Lurie Dean.
But I know that I had told you about that other one, the necessary conversation where the kids are talking to their MAGA parents and their MAGA parents are just fucking insufferable. They were just recently on this Hassan Piker. That's how I came to know about this Hassan Piker that Kathy Marshall mentioned. Is he had them all on, and he was basically, he got the parents to admit to a whole bunch of stuff that they support, you know, when he explained stuff to them. And it was very interesting. He's very disarming. But it's just interesting to watch them work, to watch them outmaneuver these people that call. You know, these people call in all the time and they're just convinced that they have the right answers. And these guys just like rip them apart. And it's like, you know, with actual numbers and facts, and it's like it's very entertaining. To me, it's very entertaining.
How different our YouTube is between the two of us, because you're like watching these political call-in shows and then 3-hour Dungeons and Dragons.
4 hours, yeah.
4 hours Dungeons, done by professional voice actors or whatever.
Yes.
And I'm watching like full episodes of something called The Repair Shop.
Jesus Christ.
From England, where all these craftsmen, like there's like a clockmaker, there's a ceramics expert, there's a seamstress, there's like a leather worker, and all these people bring in old shit. Yeah. And they're like, hey, and there's always some sob story. Like, this belonged to my mother, and she just died horrifically and whatever. And so they'll be like, oh, and it was her favorite crocheted whatever. And you'll be like, oh, our seamstress, you know, and then they just spend the episode fixing the thing.
Wow.
And then, you get a little backstory. Hideous. And then present it to the...
To me, that stuff that requires me to look at the video. Like, I can't do other stuff. When I'm doing that, that would be something that I would sit and watch on a TV. Like, I would never watch.
Yeah, I watch on TV.
See, I would never watch Dean or Parker on my main TV. Like, they play on my phone, like when I'm cooking dinner and when I'm walking around the house, or like, you know, if I'm driving or whatever, or if I'm sitting at my computer in the evenings and playing, I'll have them going live. But, or the next morning, I'll watch their video, you know, because their lives are saved to YouTube, so you can go back and watch it the next day. So it's like, I'm not often listening to them live. I'm more often am listening to them the next day.
I see. Well,
and they're trying to fire me at work, I have lots of time, so I can, of course, listen to them.
Well, I'm sorry they're trying to fire you at work. You haven't mentioned this to me.
I'm not sure if I'm sorry or not, but... Yeah, so the whole thing happened. Were you done? I'm sorry, but I didn't mean to cut you off. I pivoted.
Well, I was just going to say that Good Mythical Morning.
Yeah.
We've been watching different trivia channels where they'll like go to college campuses and put all these college students in a line and just random fire trivia questions at them. And then the winner at the end wins $500 or something, you know? Yeah. So it's like Jeopardy or something on a college campus, but...
No, you should watch Dean or Parker. Anyway, what was I going to say?
You were talking about your work.
Oh, yeah, work. So I think I had mentioned on the show a while back that my boss for quite a while got let go.
Yeah.
And they moved me to a different department.
Yes.
And that different department was kind of cool because they're going to, you know, AI lab stuff. So I was going to be doing AI lab stuff for the company. And, you know, I was moved to this enterprise PMO department. So it was basically my boss and then the CEO, right? So my skip level is the CEO, right? So there's my boss and then the CEO. And it, so it was like, cool. All right, this is awesome. This is great. This is going to be great. And it came down to, there's a whole bunch of projects that I had done for my old department that I was the sole developer on. And so, you know, I would ask, like, wait, am I still maintaining this? Or do I, you know, pass this off to a dev team or what? Like, you know, what do you want me to do priority wise? Because I do have these other projects that, you know, I own. And nope, I want you to drop this project, you know, drop the, I'll find, you know, I'll talk to the VP over there and I'll find a dev team that we can do a KT on. So, you know, just do minimal stuff on it and then, you know, we'll move it off to somewhere else. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm chugging along. And then like a month later, while we were on break, the CEO pulls us all into a meeting one like Tuesday morning and basically goes like, yeah, your boss is fired. And you know, we're going to be searching for another executive, you know, another person to fill the job. Until the meantime, this manager lady who was previously just a coworker of mine in that department is now our manager. And anyway, she doesn't want, so she basically wants to put, she put all of the AI stuff on hold.
Yeah.
Which meant everything I was working on just got put on hold. And, but there is one of the major things that this department is doing is a, it's kind of like an approval intake kind of a thing program that, they were designing that I was writing for them. So I am still writing their program for them, like, and working with them on doing that. But then I asked her, I'm like, all right, well, if you put all that AI stuff on hold, what do I do about these other projects? Because he never found a team to move them to, and they have enhancement requests that are backed up here. Like there's work that needs to be done on these other products. Should I do that? Blah blah blah. Yeah. And she's, oh, you know, let me dig into that, and you know, I'll get back to you. Well, spoiler alert, she never gets back to me. And then I find out from another coworker that she's like saying in meetings, like, I don't know why we have a developer. We don't need a developer on our team. That's like, you know, I don't understand why we even have him there. And so she's like saying this to other people. And so I'm like, oh, well, shit. And she doesn't reply to my messages. She, you know, she has a one-on-one set with everybody in the department except me. Has like these approval things that she'll have to do. And it's like, she will not approve things until after someone else pesters her for it. So it's like, I am basically, you know, bullshit to her. Right. Meanwhile, my old department, like they have stuff that needs to be done. And so I reached out to, you know, the VP from my old department. I'm like, look, this is what's going on, right? They put everything on hold. I have nothing to do. It's like, I'm writing this one product, but it's like, I have a ton of bandwidth. And it's like,
yeah.
And, you know, you guys have these things that need to be done. And it's like, I would, you know, is there a way that we can, you know, move me back over to that department, and I can do this application for them as well as deal with your stuff? And he's, oh, well, let me think about it, but you know, probably can't get you back here, but we'll see what we can do, or something like that, which is, you know, bullshit answer or whatever. But it's just, I know what she's doing, and it's one of those things that just pisses me off, because it's kind of like, This is bullshit. There's no bad performance here or anything that I'm going to get canned for. I'm going to get canned because they moved me into a department that they then decided to shut down, right? It's like, this is like the worst kind of death, because it's like, wait, I'm a really valuable employee. I like have like 30 years of history with this company. It's like, I, you know, I get along with every, I know most, you know, most of your products inside and out. It's like, why would you let me go instead of moving me over to another department that desperately needs somebody to do the stuff? It's just like, it's, oh, so I am surprised every morning that I don't have the email in my inbox telling me to mail my laptop back to them. So
I'm sorry that you're going through that.
I mean, it's fine. I don't quite know what to do. Like, I keep going back in my head, back and forth in my head. It's like, if I go find another job, it's like, aren't I essentially just walking away? Am I just quitting at that point in time? I'm just saying like, yeah, fuck you guys. I'm just going to leave. It's like, I do care about the people in the company. It's like, I do want them to succeed and I would like to be useful. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I feel like I can be useful. So it's like,
well,
and then I'm thinking, it's like, well, if I wait and make them fire me, you know, at least I have unemployment that I can collect. Right. It's like the thing that makes everything a little bit easier is that I'm over 55. Like, cause like, if you lose your job after you're 55, regardless of whether you quit or whether you're fired, it doesn't matter. Like, if you don't have a job after you're 55, you can withdraw from your 401k with no penalty, right? So it's like, I could, you know, if I lose my job, I still have an income, right? It's like, I can still, you know, while I look for something else, I can still, it's not ideal. I don't want to be taking it out of my 401k, but it's like, I wouldn't starve. Like, I do have, you know, savings that would keep me going for a bit. So it's not, you know, it's not the, oh my God, if they fire me, I'm fucked, right? Kind of a thing. It's like, if they fire me, it's an inconvenience. But it's one of those, do I go out looking now for something else or do I just wait?
Well, I think if you really care about your company that you're working for, you should look for postings inside your own company.
Yeah, which
and they, see they if anyone's hiring for a developer.
No, they don't. And that's the problem, right? Is they, you know, yeah, they're hiring developers back on the old products that I mean, you know, like our customer facing products and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's like, but that's, where they need me is the full stack stuff that I originally wrote for them. It's like, you know what I'm saying? And that stuff right now is not really owned by anyone. No one's claiming it. It's just like sitting out there. And it's like, all right, well, either you need to make this lady pick it up, right, in the department that I'm in, or move me back to, you know, your department and, you know, we'll take on, and then they can pay your department for their app development, right? So it's just like one of those, you know, I don't know what to do.
Well, it's either that or start looking elsewhere and just...
I mean, I could start looking elsewhere.
If you found something, you know, that was interesting, you could leave. If not, you could stay until they fire you.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's not great.
You don't know that they're going to fire you.
I mean, I don't know how, you know, I'm not stupid. I don't know how else to read into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've taken away everything that I was responsible for doing and left me with one thing. And this one thing, you know, hits these roadblocks where I write a bunch of new features for them. And then the way that it has to get published is it has to go through an approval process before it can get published. And she's one of the approvals. And she'll just sit on it. So there'll be like 2 days where it's sitting in her email box. All she has to do is reply to it, I approve. And she doesn't. And that means it's 2 days that I'm just sitting there watching YouTube, right? It's like, there's nothing else for me to do because, you know, she doesn't want me to work on the... She finally today, in a group meeting with other people there, I got her to at least admit that... that I should probably go ahead and work on the other products. But she wants to move it over. She wants to move those over to the business apps department. And I'm just like, right, the business apps department. I didn't tell her this, but it's like business apps department writes Salesforce apps and SharePoint apps. Like they do like, you know, single page add-ons to existing, but this is a .NET application with a Postgres backend, right? This is a full stack application. They don't have anyone that will do this.
Right.
It's like the reason that it was done this way is because the old department I was in, the development department, we all knew .NET, right? It's like, so it was one of those, it made sense because this is what we write our other stuff in. So
you have a couple of questions in the chat room, by the way.
Okay. How far are you from retirement? So I don't know, Kathy. I need to figure that out. Like I turned 59 and a half this year, so I'm going to have to start dealing with all of these things. I have not been great with my 401k savings over the years. I have not been, and I have a real problem with early work history where I had years where I just didn't have an income. My top 30 years, which my Social Security is based off of, still has some blank spots in it, like three. So this past year would have eaten up one of them. So I still have two more years that I need to put some kind of income to increase my Social Security payment. But then the whole, like, I'm turning 59 and a half this year. The earliest I could do early retirement is 62. But that's just Social Security. I can always get a part-time job at Disney. It won't pay me anything, but, you know, I could supplement it with, Social Security or whatever. And my 401k. So, I don't know. Also, I own half of a medical office in Plant City, and I have no idea what that's valued at the moment. So that's also part of my retirement portfolio that is not liquid. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm just taking the approach of like, I'm just going to let them do what they're going to do. I don't know. I don't know. I've reached out to, I think today I did two things. Number one, because this guy left, the manager that I had left, the people that are in charge of this intake application switched over to the other department's compliance and somebody else, or two of the other ELT members are steering it, and they're making a whole bunch of changes, which of course, you know, is annoying because they're just changing everything about this application. But on the other side, it means, hey, they're not going to fire me because they need these new features, right? So I don't feel like it's an immediate thing. I feel like this is more like once I'm done with their application, they'll try to get rid of me. And the application is probably 30% done right now. So it's not an immediate thing. But I did, you know, force myself back in. They had taken me out of the meetings that they talk about every week, their design meetings every week. And then they were just having the project manager, like, give me his take of what the design meetings were.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you need to put me back in those meetings so that we're not getting into this game of telephone, right?
Right.
And my thought was there is like, I know the two EL team people that are running the application, like, we're not buddy buddy, but I've known them for a decade. So, you know, we have a history. And one of them is kind of gossipy or whatever. And so I know that if I were to, you know, have a candid conversation with her, she might rattle some cage, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
What I have heard about my current manager, and this has been, I have heard this from multiple other employees, is she is your best friend if you have any kind of title, and if you don't, she has no time for you. So it's like she is, you know, if you're the head of the department, or if you're, you know, whatever, she's right there and she's your best friend and, you know, she's Johnny on the spot. But if you're, you know, if you're a dev or somebody, you know, that doesn't have a title that can't advance her career, then, you know, you're just dead weight and need to be, you know, you're not important.
Well, hopefully she gets replaced and with someone, you know, there's just a better boss in general.
Yeah,
and will either move you or give you stuff to do, basically. Yeah.
And it's really annoying because, you know, the company is owned by a venture capitalist firm, and that venture capitalist firm like gave a mandate of like, you guys need to incorporate AI into all of your things. And that was the primary function that this AI lab was going to fulfill, right? And so it's kind of like, this was a pretty big, you know, mandate from our owners. I don't see that going away. So it's like, they're still going to need to do, whether they put it on hold or not, this, you know, that is something that is going to need to happen. I don't know. We'll see. I have this request.
Okay.
When you are watching like a live, let me give you an example. I think we can do this best via example. Let's see. I'm going to...
Are you going back to these twinks?
Nope. I'm going to put...
When I'm watching a live?
I'm going to put a link in the Discord. Can you click on links in Discord?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. Yes.
Oh shit. Wait, no, don't, not that.
Taylor Frankie Paul's new season.
Go to like just scroll forward. I'm at like 13:13, but just scroll forward. See the thing on the bottom of the screen that shows the username and their question?
Yeah.
Like, is there some way we can do a thing so that if someone ats a bot in Discord, that it'll pop that up on our video so we could do like questions?
I'm sure it's possible. I'd have to think about it.
All right.
Like how that would be achieved. I'm sure that's, well, because the thing is,
they're probably using OBS. These, some stuff.
They're using, well, OBS has plugins for that, but I don't, I use a hardware video mixer.
I know.
But, I'd have to do some research, but I'm sure it's possible. The other thing is like Twitch or YouTube, if they're asked in their channels, there's a way in like YouTube, for instance, that you can, if they ask it in the YouTube channel,
well, YouTube,
you can have it pop up.
Yeah, that goes to that's
on
their,
the YouTube video.
Yeah, that's their super chats though. Those are the things that people pay for. I was just talking about in Discord, if people added us or whatever, could we have that? Because I've seen that in other places.
Right.
Like on Twitch.
Well, you still wouldn't see it because you're watching.
Not me.
A direct.
Not me, but the viewers of the final video product.
True. I have some free time on my hands.
Okay.
Still for a while.
I have two things. Let me find the conversation here. I don't know. What do you want to know? I'm going to tell you what the Gemini diet is.
Okay.
And then you can tell me whether I should talk about it or whether you think that would be like, no, they don't, we shouldn't talk about that.
You mean on the next show?
No, right now, right now. So.
Okay.
I went to Gemini and I was like, okay, I'm going to this gay leather event where there's going to be a lot of sex.
Yeah.
As a bottom, are there foods I should avoid or favor during the event so that things are kept tidy? That was the question that I asked Gemini.
I think I'd be embarrassed to ask my AI assistant that question.
I don't know why, because his answer immediately was, that is a great question. So there you go. So he clearly thought it was a great question. Preparing for a full weekend event is different than prepping for a single evening because you need to sustain your energy for days without constantly worrying about your digestion. The general rule for tidy bottoming is to prioritize foods that bulk up your stool and move through you cleanly. Soluble fiber while avoiding foods that loosen things up, create residue, or cause gas. So, what do you think is on the safe list? Like, things that you should eat?
Well, see, I've never been a anal sex person.
I understand, but just as a general rule.
I know that people who bottom tend to know these things.
Okay.
And I like, but I, it's not something that I really know, but do you want high fiber or do you want lower fiber?
Well, you want soluble fiber. And that's Metamucil, right? So that's just, forget about that. That's a given, right? So it's like soluble fiber.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking, do I want to eat like a salad? Or do I want to eat like a steak?
Ah.
You know, like right, there's, exactly. Because the salad has a bunch of fiber in it.
Yeah.
And water and stuff like that. Mm. And the steak has a lot of protein in it, which is different. And I'm, you know, you're trying to be as clean as possible.
Yeah.
But also have enough energy.
Right. So what do you think
so
food-wise?
You probably would do like more of a keto type thing.
All right. So lean proteins are on the list. These provide energy without the heavy grease that speeds up digestion. So chicken breast, turkey, whitefish, eggs, and tofu. So those are the lean protein. That is one of them. From the soluble fiber category, there is, of course, the Metamucil. But eating-wise, oatmeal, instant or rolled, white rice, bananas, applesauce, or peeled apples, white bread, toast, and pasta. Those are your soluble fiber things. And then bland carbohydrates. So potatoes, plain crackers, pretzels, bagels. However, the potatoes should be baked or boiled, not fried.
Is there a cat making noise in the background?
There is. There's two cats.
Okay.
But I don't know if it was them that made the... Because they're both sitting there staring out into the other room. So, and then hydration. So, you know, make sure that you drink plenty of water. Here are the things to avoid, though, Adam.
Taco Bell.
Yes. raw leafy greens, like large salads, avoid. Corn, nuts, seeds, popcorn, and the skins of fruit or vegetables, avoid.
Avoid.
Spicy foods.
Okay, that one makes a lot of sense.
Causes inflammation and speeds up digestion, leading to looseness and burning. So avoid hot sauce, curry.
I didn't know spicy food sped up digestion.
Apparently so.
So when you eat spicy food and you need to go to the bathroom like almost right away, that's normal.
Dairy. So no dairy. Even if you aren't lactose intolerant, dairy can cause mucus and softer stool. So avoid heavy cream, ice cream, soft cheeses, hard cheeses, yogurt. Oh, wait. Hard cheeses and yogurt are sometimes okay, but proceed with caution. Greasy or fried foods. So fat stimulates the gastrocolic reflex, which tells your body to empty your bowels immediately. So avoid fast food, heavy pizza, fried chicken, bacon, or sausage.
Oh.
And then avoid gas-producing veggies, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, beans, and onions. And then it gave me a whole, like, here's some strategic tips for the weekend.
And how much of this diet that it gave you was actually available at the Metropolitan whatever complex? Because so it sounds like a place that would serve chicken fried steak and gravy or something.
So when, when I got there in the afternoon, I went to Walmart and I bought bananas and pretzel thins, club crackers, and what was the other thing? Oh, and beef jerky that I had gotten at the Buc-ee's. So it's like I had beef jerky, bananas, pretzels, and club crackers. That was my Those were my in-room snacks for the weekend. So, so it had some strategic tips, right? Which was the slow down diet, the fiber supplements, the Imodium. Some guys find success taking a single dose of Imodium on the morning of a heavy play day to quiet the gut. There's the 2 hour window. The urge to go often hits about 30 to 60 minutes after a meal, the gastrocolic reflex. If you see a break in the action, eat then so that you can handle any bathroom needs before the next round of play starts. Yeah. And so then I asked it, it was like, hey, like.
It sounds like being a bottom is so, so much, like it, like you need a notebook. With well, like
no, hit, no, no,
log what
no,
time I no, ate no. and then go and then no. you know
it, this is specifically he was correct in his first sentence, right? Preparing for a full weekend of event is different than just, you know, an occasional, like you can deal with occasional things just with, you know, a douche, right? It's like okay, like 30 minutes and a douche and you're good. Although you know, it's never fun to bottom on a full stomach. Like you don't want to feel fat. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to feel stuffed and,
right.
then get stuffed. You don't want to get stuffed when you feel stuffed. You know, just stupid things like that. But yeah, for the most part. But the, you know, for a big event like this. Now, that being said, I honestly thought there would be way more stuff going on than there actually was. It's like, I mean, there was plenty of stuff going on. I had a very full weekend and I had a lot of fun. But it was not as over the top as, you know, like I didn't see anyone get fisted. I didn't see anyone get whipped on a cross or anything like that. I essentially just saw people fucking and, you know, and sucking, like sucking and fucking and kissing and making out. That was it. That was what I saw. Like I didn't see any, well, rimming, I guess, but. You know, that was it. There was nothing crazy or extreme. It wasn't like, you know, hey, he's got this traffic cone and we're going to shove it up his ass, or, you know, like, hey, we're going to, you know, yeah, you have to go to the hot dog down the hallway.
Door alley?
For that.
What's the door alley?
And I don't know. She's going to tell us. But anyway, no, it wasn't as crazy as it, you know, as he makes it out to be. It seemed like, now there could have been some crazy stuff going on, but it wasn't anywhere where I saw. So, and I was
I'm glad you had a good time. Sounds like Fatty had a good time.
Yeah.
You had a good time.
Yeah. Everybody had a good time.
You know, Wes and everyone who was on his show, they seemed to all be. Very tired. So I don't know.
Wes? Like Country Boy Wes?
Yeah, they were all in his room when he recorded. But they were all just kind of pretty lackluster. They seemed like they were.
Wait, are you talking Sunday about afternoon. Fatty's show? Or?
Yeah, Fatty's
okay,
show.
Okay, yeah. No, yeah, they were very tame by that point in time. It was also raining that day, though. So it was like,
yeah.
It was a, you know, kind of a cold and rainy day. And they had been drinking all fucking weekend. And let me tell you, they drink those. I took a sip of Fatty's jalapeno margarita and I took like one sip and I just handed it back to him. I'm like, this is not a bottom friendly drink. This is not an approved drink. so I watched, did you watch this show Adolescence?
I did. Again, it was, because you alternate your streaming services.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're watching things a little bit later than me.
I am.
But yes, I did. So I don't remember particulars.
I don't get
it. But I did watch it.
I don't get it. I don't understand what people were raving about this show. People were just like, oh.
We enjoyed it.
The dude isn't just won an award.
Isn't it a single camera shot?
I don't know. It was just,
I think it's a single camera.
I spent 4 hours trying to figure out what was the point of this? Why was everyone so bonkers about this?
Well, it's filmed in an artsy way because I believe each episode is one single long camera shot. Oh, meaning there are no cuts.
No, I don't think it's that.
You're following. No, I think it is.
There were definitely. Because you jump between houses and stuff. There may have been long shots, long single shots, but the entire episode wasn't one long single shot.
Adolescence. They jump from each of its four episodes is shot in one continuous, unbroken take.
Well, it sucked, Adam. I didn't care for it.
And
didn't care for it one bit.
It was this kid was put in jail, wasn't he? Because they accused him of
killing somebody or something.
Killing somebody.
Yeah. No, I get it. And the kid was, you know, he's a good actor.
I don't remember if he was guilty or not.
Oh well, it was left for you to decide.
Oh. He's in something else we're watching right now. I can't. Oh, Hijack. The same actor that was in Adolescence is in Hijack season 2 on Apple TV.
I don't have that yet. Huh. Although I did see that they announced the an air date for the next season of For All Mankind.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the date was, but I did see.
It's like April or May or something.
An article.
Yeah, it's not anytime soon. All right. I am nursing this cold.
Okay.
And I think I am done.
That is fine. I'll go see how much snow is there and then go to bed.
Tony in Illinois. Hope you made it home safely. Kathy Marshall, thank you for hanging out with us tonight.
Yeah, she hung out pretty much by herself.
Held down the fort all by herself.
You know, I looked and one day and I had been streaming. I probably streamed for like a week or something on Pride 48. But it was nothing because it's upstairs. There's no...
Yeah.
It was just like... silence.
How do you know for like Sydney? A week. Maybe Sydney came up and did a show.
Maybe. I'm famous for leaving streams on and then things happening in the background. And
you are. All right. Good night, Kathy Marshall. All right.
Good night.